in 2 AM. And we...
Let him speak.
And we're thinking Black Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. But here, it appears that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan Swayam. So we should be meditating on Lord...
What book?
Your book.
Mahaprabhu and Krishna are non-different. বলছে যে শাস্ত্রে বলা হয়েছে কৃষ্ণস্তু ভগবান স্বয়ং বা হিয়ার ইজ টেলিং মহাপুরুষ স্বয়ং ভগবান
বোথ আর সেম নো ডিফারেন্স
বাট উই হ্যাভ কনসেপশন দ্যাট রাধা কমস ফ্রম দ্য লেফট সাইড অফ কৃষ্ণ
নো হার্ম
নো হার্ম
রাধা ইজ মিক্সড ইন কৃষ্ণ এন্ড বোথ হ্যাজ বিকাম চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু সো ইট ইজ অল রাইট
So sweet.
They are mixed in Krishna, but in Mahaprabhu they are mixed, but they are not merged. Mixed means separately, two personalities in one.
Who is who? They cannot understand.
No, no. Can you
say? যেমন সাজুজ্য মুক্ত মিলে এক হয়ে যায় রাধাকৃষ্ণ মিলে এক হয়েছে হয়ে মহাপ্রভু হয়েছেন কি দুজন আলাদা আলাদা আছে
রাধাকুণ্ড রাধাকুণ্ড
না বলছে সাজুজ্য মুক্তিকে যেমন ভগবানের জীবে মিলে এক হয়ে যায় বলা হয়েছে রাধাকৃষ্ণ মিলে এক হয়ে মহাপ্রভু হয়েছেন কি দুজন আলাদা আলাদাও আছেন
আমি ঠিক বুঝতে পারলাম
বলছে সাজুজ্য মুক্তিতে মিলে এক হয়ে যায় কিন্তু রাধা এবং কৃষ্ণ মার্জ হয়ে একই হয়ে গেছেন কি দুজন আলাদা আলাদা আছেন
রাধা কুণ্ড সেপারেট কৃষ্ণ কুণ্ড সেপারেট বোথ আর সেপারেট
এন্ড কানেক্টেড
দেন মিক্সিং মিটিং
গুরুদেব
কোই বাত নেই পুছ রাধে
রাধা রানী কম শ্রীমতী রাধা কেতে হ্যায় श्रीमती राधा क्यों कहते हो तो भास यू नो जो रस का आभास उसमें नहीं होता क्योंकि श्रीमती का टाइटल जो है वो तो एक तरह का पोजीशन दिखाती है
क्या पोजीशन
पत्नी का पोजीशन है
नहीं बोलिए श्रीमती राधिका हम लोग कहते हैं तो श्रीमती होने पर तो ये पत्नी का टाइटल होता है
किसका पत्नी
पता नहीं गोपाल जी जानते हैं
श्रीमती राधा मतलब कृष्ण की पत्नी का
नहीं
श्री राधिका आपका ही है
आपको इधर रखा हुआ है श्री कही है कोई चिंता नहीं
यू कैन कॉल हर श्री राधा नॉट नेसेसरी श्रीमती राधा
नो वी विल नॉट टेल लाइक दिस टोल्ड लाइक दिस ही टोल्ड दैट श्रीमती मींस इट लुक लाइक दैट वाइफ ऑफ समवन देन वी विल टेल इफ यू हैव एंड ही टोल्ड मेबी दिस रसाभास According to his knowledge, he is asking this question. So then if you have doubt, then you can call Sri, no problem.
He is coming from here.
Gurudev, the Sankirtan mission of Mahaprabhu, it should be spread from only one Sangha throughout the world because in this whole world, people are following different conceptions and moving towards different directions. And to unite this world or the one good force is very difficult. So how should we move about it? Should we just make our endeavors or should we unite or try to unite everybody and then make like before fighting Ravana, Ram first made the Vanar Sena and everybody united and then he fought against them. So how should we proceed with this?
So many groups are there in this world who are part of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, but they are not cooperating together. Should we see that there should be one movement, all should cooperate together, and then we push forward, or what is your advice? Like Ravan, he collected so many parties, and then he attacked Ravan.
Lord Ram.
Ram. Yeah.
Answer.
Oh.
Yes. He can collect everyone, then he can prove.
Because of the different conceptions due to conditioning, nobody can unite and have the same ideal. Even Gurudevi has very high ideals, and I saw in Gaudiya they have different goals. Srila Prabhupada, so he's speaking
speak,
now.
Let him speak.
So some people came from different groups to Srila Prabhupada once in San Francisco and asked him if he could come and cooperate and try to make a worldly organizations of spiritual devotees. And he said it's not possible because of these differences. So we don't try, we can hope that, but it's incompatible with the moods of the devotees. So we have to only rely on our own forces and in our own groups, try to unite and preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srila Prabhupada,
one more.
In 1977, Srila Prabhupada's last conversation with Srila Gurudev says that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada had a desire, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur to all preach together. And Prabhupada said, if we preach together, then we can spread the mission of Mahaprabhu all over the world. So we are, Gurudev is pushing for this and pushing and pushing and pushing.
What
are you doing? One more question.
How many are there?
ISKCON
so
has 84 gurus, like 84 Churasikos Parikama. Today they were first 34, now they're 84.
84.
Yeah.
And tomorrow 83.
So now 84, they're going to go in 84 different directions. That is why it's better that we move.
So
you
can help them.
I'm 85.
Whenever we don't know that they're 84, he knows everything, all details.
It is better to follow Gurudev first and last, 85 and first.
And all is a son, you can ask them.
Anyway, all the groups are combining in this one, in this Sangha. All the groups are combining in this Sangha. Here you find ISKCON, you find different devotees from different groups.
Brigadier Banjo?
There is only one movement.
Brigadier Manjija will become Pandit.
There is only one movement. Only if you...
And the secretary is Brother Nathra.
Get the rakha jao. Please don't go the whole road. I will have to move off.
I would like to increase my chanting of Gopal Mantra. Is it alright?
What is the question?
Say that again.
I'm asking Srila Gurudev's permission if I can increase my chanting of Gopal Mantra.
How many times do you want to chant?
বলছি আমি গোপাল মন্ত্র বেশি করে জপ করব কি
করতে পারো
দু
Gurudev, Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that those who worship the demigods, they worship me indirectly. Those who are worshipping outside of the Vedic system, Christianity, Islam, is Krishna receiving their worship in the same way?
Indirectly.
The Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, who is worshipping them, Dev Devi, they are worshipping me, but abidhi purvakam, illegal way. But in Christianity, indirect way, but in Christianity and Muslim, they are also worshipping their God. If Krishna is accepting their worshipping or not?
Is that also indirect?
Indirect.
Two things. If we worship demigod, we worship Krishna, but indirect way, not indirect way. If Christians, Muslims worship God, yeah, Christian or Muslim, they also worship God. Is it also indirect or is it direct?
Don't leave out the Jews.
It is separate thing. Separate thing.
Not the same.
They accept the Bible, but they don't accept that Supreme Lord has any form, quality, or anything. Here is different.
Muslim also same.
So those who worship demigods, are they higher because they are in the Vedic system?
Yes.
Are they superior?
Who are worshipping demigods, Devi, they are better situated than Christians and Muslims? Or is it...
They are more down. Both are bad.
Oh.
Separate. They are somewhat Mayavadi. We are pure Christians. Oh, you are here?
I have some health problem with my heart.
You came just now.
Huh? No, from
the
beginning.
10 minutes before.
Yeah. Why not doing checkup?
That's what I'm here. I'm going to do checkup.
Where? Yeah,
in Delhi? I want to talk to you just in the right.
Any pain or?
Well, I'll tell you later.
That will be better. We are thinking of can do very good answer somebody asking question. Mm-hmm. We are asking to speak this very nice. And something said of, oh, I am so unqualified, I cannot speak. This is very nice.
What's that?
Sati Maharaj, the answer.
Today? What to do?
Thank you.
You have to ask me.
But I heard you that you will not say yes.
We can.
Then what to know? What to know?
Oh, this question that he was asking Gurudev, once they asked also to our Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, the same question about demigods and about Christians, demigod worshippers and Christians, who is higher?
And what he replied?
He replied that those who are worshipping demigods, they are somewhat higher because they're connected with the Vedic system. Yeah, and then because they have real personalities. And those personalities, like Lord Shiva, they're Vaishnavas.
Yeah.
So then gradually they can get connection with Bhagavan.
Yeah. They're more down.
He's confirming that. Yeah. Right?
Lord Shiva said that if you are a devotee of Lord Krishna, told one demon. He said, because you are a devotee of Lord Shiva, you will also become my devotee in the future, very near future.
And many devotees are coming to Krishna consciousness through Shiva.
But Sridhar Maharaj had another viewpoint.
Mm.
He told that everything depends on the conception of the worshipper. Because some Christians are worshipping God with impersonal conception. Some
almost
Christians,
all.
Almost all, but some are worshipping with personal conception. And then when they come in connection with Mahaprabhu's philosophy, they accept, because monotheism, God is supreme person. That is their
Hari
conception.
Ball, now we will exercise. Hello.
Oh, I want to say something about this, because...
It's too late.
Oh, okay.
after exercise. Now you can ask Padmanabh Maharaj.
Lord Krishna
Das.
Lord Krishna
Das.
He's not here. Lord Krishna Das. Or maybe you know
it. Yes, we were talking about Krishna and Christianity and Islam. But Islam and Christianity, they say, they know that God is personality, but we are not capable enough to describe Him, and that's why they say, because otherwise when we give people opportunity to describe Him, then you have totally different conception than God really are, and that's why we only have to praise Him and just live like it really is, because they know God is body, they know, but they're not allowed to make a picture of Him, because otherwise beard of this color, of this color, this, this, this. They change many things in it. And in Rome there is a church that there you see Maria, Black Maria and Black Christ. They very old church is it.
Black
Yes.
Black like you?
Yes.
Black like you?
Yes.
Okay.
Answer here.
It's not a question, only he's
telling.
Observation,
yeah. Good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
But when we came in South Africa,
no question.
So many black people were there.
Yes.
Then Gurudev said, you will be very happy to know that God is black.
Yes.
All became very happy.
Yes, but they know. We know already. Yes. Yes.
And leader of all the
Zulu.
Zulus, they, he became so much attached to Gurudev, he wants to follow this line.
Yes. Very good. Yes.
In a Zulu?
I love his body.
No, you know, this Zulu family, Zulu family.
No, I'm from...
No, Maharaj asked, do you know about...
Oh, Zulu, yes, I know Zulu, yes.
I'm not telling that you are Zulu, I am telling you, are you know them or not?
He's dying.
He's finished.
Zulu Gurude.
Now your announcement.
You can tell.
After the Houston Temple, where is your next desire to have a temple in the West?
বলছে হুস্টনের মন্দির হয়ে গেলে পরে আপনার কি ইচ্ছা অন্য কোথায় মন্দিরের কোথায় ইচ্ছা?
হ্যাঁ,
হুস্টনের মন্দির আরম্ভ হয়েছে, এটা কমপ্লিট হয়ে গেলে অন্য বিদেশের আর কোথায় আপনার ইচ্ছা আছে এরপরে হওয়ার জন্য?
And they are supporting, especially Arun.
Arun.
Another one devotee of
Houston. He has
financially
strong desire.
Supporting.
Also, with.
If anyone will give or not, he's capable to do. And he's
ready. If other helps or not,
also
Gurudev can do.
In Fiji also they are doing.
Huh?
In Fiji they are also doing.
But it's still not.
Gradually, yeah.
So instead of big grihastha houses, we should build big temples.
Yeah.
Bolje bora bora grihastha ghar korachi, abe bora bora mandir korata bhalo tahole. ফিজিতে তো ওরা জায়গা ধর হয়ে গেছে, বাউন্ডারি দিয়ে দিয়েছে, থাকার ঘর হয়েছে, মন্দির হবে ফিজিতে।
If you make a big grihastha house, then you can make it a temple.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Shilab. Madam Maharaj is giving class in half an hour. She comes to the temple.
And Harinam tonight? Everything is under your order.
Param Gurudev wrote in Vaishnava Vijay about this, how a lot of these descriptions of Vishnu avatar Buddha had been somehow destroyed by Sankaracharya. So is there any more evidence that we can quote from our Shastras, anything from the Puranas that would describe the life and character and activities and teachings of Vishnu avatar Buddha?
So he's asking the question about Lord Buddha.
Vishnu avatar Buddha.
What is your exact question?
Are there more
proof? Are there other
evidence?
Proof?
Yeah, more praman of directly his life and
the
character activities.
No.
Because I was reading recently, some time ago, Kalki Purana, and it was describing life and character and activities and teachings of, or just activities of Kalki Avatar. And I was beginning to hope that there's anything as, you know, powerful evidence of Vishnu Avatar Buddha available still.
Only in Finland.
Invited me to come to Czechoslovakia country to preach there in Moscow. Should I continue to stay here and concentrate more on your books or to go there? Should I?
They are inviting her to come to Germany and
to
Moscow.
To do some separate program.
You can go. Chalo, 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 haribolo, chalo.
Where? Brazil?
Vrindavan.